Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
Good evening and welcome to the Shepherd Ambella Show. We're going to be talking about a variety of topics today, from the news and beyond. It's been an eventful week for Californians facing the LA, quote, wildfire situation. However, a lot of people are beginning to speak out, including actor Mel Gibson, who has now established himself as a voice of truth for Californians fighting their government corruption and officials. So Mel Gibson has now appeared on a variety of shows, in the media, podcasts, and otherwise, situating him for some type of new role, possibly. He was not really in the forefront in the Hollywood scene for quite a while, was somewhat of a black sheep. He got basically blacklisted from Hollywood at one point and has kind of been laying low. I have some clips pulled up. We can listen to Mel Gibson for a little bit on a podcast that he did recently, and then we'll move on to some other wildfire clips, and then I want to get into the whole Trump inauguration setting, the security protocols, what they've announced, and what I think is going on with all that. We're going to get into some Wu-Tang exclusive news and some new Egyptian findings right here on the Shepherd Ambella Show today. So let's dive right in with Mel Gibson on the Raymond Arroyo Show.
I mean, as a citizen here, Newsom and Bass, they want us to trust them to reimagine the city, our city, you know, in how they think it should be. And I mean, look what they've done so far to this town, you know. I mean, you got nothing but rampant crime, acute homelessness, high taxes, mismanagement of water, firefighters, defunding the department, and we're supposed to trust them with millions of dollars to sort of remake where we live. It's our city. It's the city of the people. And they have another plan. And, you know, he's saying build back better. You know, this concept is, that's got whiskers on it. Everybody says it. And have you ever seen government build back better? I mean, there's still people from the Woolsey Fire living in trailers.
I have actually never seen the government build back better. That's a good point, Mel.
And stuff, okay? When have you seen the government build back better?
No. Very rarely.
Social engineering, environmental regulation, and spending. That's the last thing any of us who've been burned out need, or a bunch of bureaucrats telling us.
That's right.
How to rebuild our communities. I just think it's...
That's right, Mel.
At the very least, it's insensitive.
Yeah, well, I mean, and with the water challenges, I mean, just focusing on the water, Mel, the reservoir that was left empty, which is the second largest in your community, in all of the state, that alone raises such intense questions, and it boggles the mind that now you have these people saying, but we should be entrusted with rebuilding the future. You couldn't hold on to the present.
No, they bungled it, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are those who say, well, was it intentional? Do they need to rebuild the Olympic Village and clear, you know, like the cattle barons clearing off land? Or, you know, I won't go that far. But it certainly was, you know, The perfect storm of events, you know, with no water, defunded fire department, not enough personnel, and the second largest reservoir in the state, you know, to take care of the communities of the Palisades, Malibu, L.A. County. They should have had a backup plan, and they knew it was coming, and they had other places where they could pump the.
Speaking of, they knew it was coming. He mentioned now. Kim Kardashian has been under fire recently because she had filmed a video prior to the wildfire talking about, or maybe it was after the wildfire, but talking about how she had already a month prior got all of her belongings, her purses, everything she owned out of Los Angeles because she knew what was coming. She knew there was going to be a fire. And the Kardashians are connected to the Puff Daddy, you know, that whole contact list with the Puff Daddy and his white parties and all this stuff, his freak offs. And now I've heard people say they're quite involved with that, with Puff Daddy. And, you know, I've heard other people say that that's just rumors, but it makes you wonder, like, who's telling these people ahead of time or what is giving them this news ahead of time to where they can go and get all their expensive purses, you know, empty their closets, their jewelry, take all their prized possessions out and move it to other homes and locations because, you know, they have an inside tip. This is a lot like what Susan Lindauer told me, you know, worked with the CIA previously. She was an ambassador to Gaddafi, I believe. And she said, look, like she had been talking to her CIA contacts ahead of 9/11, ahead of September 11th, 2001. And she's like, oh, I'm going to be in New York in mid-September. And they're like, whoa, whoa, you can't go to New York on that date around that time. Stay out of there. You know, so the people in the intel community, they were aware of this. It appears that they did alert certain Hollywood figures about this. Now, I'm going to keep playing this clip from the Raymond Arroyo show, this podcast with Mel Gibson, and let's just see a little bit more about what he is saying, because he's really letting the cat out of the bag in terms of a mainstream Hollywood figure that is being outspoken about this right now.
The water from and actually fill that to be ready. They knew it was coming.
Yeah. So. Well, look, as you know, I lost my house in Katrina. Our family lost our house, and it was gutting, and it was awful. But, you know, I came to see it as a great blessing in my life in time. I was struck this week, you did an interview and you said, in passing, you see this loss of your home as a purification. How so?
Well, it was an odd mixture of sadness and kind of a weird realization and blessing, I think, because
if you think about it, it's probably a purification for people like Puff Daddy who can get their basements burnt out before they get investigated. Because could you imagine how many people are now wrapped up in this entertainment industry web that just is going to trickle out, and the investigations that are going to come out of the Puff Daddy situation. So I'm sure people like that will be happy to know that their houses were engulfed. But Mel Gibson's basically saying it's a spiritual purification. You know, maybe there's something in store for him.
I thought, you know, they're just things. I mean, yeah, I'm going to miss some stuff. There was valuable stuff. There was personal stuff that just breaks my heart, you know. But You know, I feel like I'm, you know, I'm being stripped down and prepared for something else. Now, that's maybe very personal, but I feel like the Almighty's preparing me to do something big.
Well, I have to say, when I heard that, I thought, I wonder if this is, or if you're regarding this as a spiritual preparation for totally. The resurrection movie you're about to embark on.
Yeah, I think that's kind of it. It's like, hey, look, God gives, God takes. We come in with nothing. That's the same way we go out, you know. Mm. And here's the deal. You'll always be okay. Mm. If you seek first the kingdom of God, you'll always be okay. You'll get what you need. Look at the flowers of the field. Look at the birds of the air. They get fed. They get clothed. I mean, yeah. It's Matthew, I think. But that was one of my dad's favorite passages. He said, stop worrying about stuff, about money, about stuff.
So I found out Mel Gibson is working on a project, like he's written a script or something like that for a new film about Christ's life or something of that nature, like, you know, biblical. So he's probably going to start working on this project and come out with that. And this has somehow empowered him to do that according to what he's saying. So I'm going to play some more clips, like one out of Sky News Australia, who's been doing they've been doing a great job over there in California, better than local news stations in a lot of cases. But again, we're going to see typical rhetoric, even though they've been doing a good job. We're going to see them talking about incompetence of government officials, but these people don't get into these positions being incompetent. That's just how they play their cards. They want to look stupid. They want to look incompetent. Behind the scenes, they're working all these deals. They know what's going on. They're talking to other governors, like the governor of Hawaii, who's already done land grabs on the native Hawaiians during and after the Lahaina fire over there on the west side of Maui. And it's all connected. But let's listen to some of the Sky News Australia.
Now, Bhatia, what on earth is happening with the leadership team at the city of Los Angeles? First, of course, Mayor Karen Bass delivered this rather bizarre and uncomfortable performance when she was asked why she trotted off to Ghana in the middle of the bushfire crisis.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam
She's
Mayor?
Just sitting there, the mayor. She's not, she's
nothing
smirking.
To say today?
Not saying anything. She's unresponsive.
Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today? Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position?
So she's acting
Madam
really
Mayor, have you absolutely
weird.
Nothing to say to the citizens today?
Being you're a mayor of such a disaster. Large city.
And now we find out that her deputy mayor, Brian Williams, was reportedly placed on administrative leave last month after the FBI raided his home in connection to an alleged bomb threat he made against City Hall. Bhatia, this guy was overseeing the LA Fire Department. How on earth are these people running the city?
You know what's so amazing to me is that the rank and file firefighters have been able to perform an almost inhuman level of competence, saving hundreds and thousands of people's lives at a time when this insane act of God has burned so much of Los Angeles, and yet the leadership is so utterly incompetent. And I think it's not just on this front, right? California has become a symbol of the broken contract between Democratic leadership and the voters.
But I mean, are they really incompetent? That's the thing. They're not. And they keep getting elected in. Californians will never do anything to speak out or go against them. They're a lot of them think, it, you know, these people are great, but a lot of them are starting to realize well, at least think that they're corrupt or incompetent. But like I'm saying, again, they're not incompetent. This is all designed for a reason. I'm going to roll the clip.
And the citizens who on a host of issues, whether it's homelessness or crime or just a functioning city, they look to their leaders and they just see these empty suits like Karen Bass or, you know, just it's what is Gavin Newsom but a good haircut on top of a suit, right? I mean, there's just nothing happening there. And I really think that, you know, it is both the case that anybody would have.
You ever notice Gavin Newsom looks kind of like Trudeau? He has kind of like a Trudeau look.
Struggled with a disaster of this magnitude, and the case that these two have come to represent in these moments, just the absolute absence of Democratic leadership, especially in a place like California.
Absolutely. People look for leadership during these times of crisis, and my heart goes out to them because there simply is no leadership right now.
So, you know, that's what she's saying, somewhat true. You know, people are looking for leadership. There's nothing going on out there. Now, actor Eddie Griffin says the Los Angeles Pacific Palisades fire was set basically to build a smart city. Now, I talked about this a little bit the other day and mentioned how the governor brought up Los Angeles 2.0 already. There's other people in the community like Snoop Dogg who say they're working with banks to help people out in this time. But I'm thinking like help them out of their houses and property for low amounts of money. People buying it up probably, you know, people that are thinking about selling because they've had enough. They are fed up maybe. But actor Eddie Griffin says the Los Angeles Pacific Palisades fires were set to specifically build a smart city.
Coming and wanted to make sure that the houses they wanted burned down, burned down. Google 2028 is going to say Los Angeles smart city. So the best way to get a smart city is by burning out all the residences, and then you can start fresh and build a f***ing smart city. This is what the f*** your government is doing to you. They don't give a f*** about us. As Michael Jackson said, all I want to say is they don't give a f*** about us. And another goddamn thing, State Farm. State Farm canceled fire protection on homes 3 months before the fire. Who tipped them off? Who keeps tipping off motherfuckers that a natural disaster is about to happen?
All right, there you have it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
Now, another well said, you know, fact about these fires, in my opinion. Now, they've got a new puppet playing Alex Jones. Joe Rogan tried to claim that Alex Jones is on a weight loss kick, but they got some new puppet. His skull proportions absolutely do not match up to Alex Jones. It must have been when they bought InfoWars. They're running a new actor, or Alex Jones's 30-year CIA tenure is up. Even my mom was laughing about it. You can find this on my Twitter feed if you scroll down, or on @_truthzone_Twitter. And you'll see these images of this new puppet that they have inserted in lieu of the once great Alex Jones. Now, Mark Zuckerberg has been called out by Joe Rogan on the show. He subtly did it, but it was pretty hardcore. Mark Zuckerberg, or the new guy playing Mark Zuckerberg, a lot of people think it's not even really Mark Zuckerberg, was caught lying about bow hunting with Joe Rogan. And this is comical, guys.
Oh, this is where meat comes from.
Yeah. Well, my favorite is bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, I think, like the most, that feels like the most kind of sporting version of it.
Yeah, if you want to put it that way.
And you just kind of go and hang out. And
yeah, and you have to be fit.
Yeah.
Especially if you're mountain hunting.
And then actually carry the thing out.
Yeah, and carry the thing out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mostly use a rifle just because it's so much more efficient. You know, your conversion rate is so much higher. But it's...
What kind of bow do you have?
Gosh. I didn't get to do it this season, but...
Do you know the company that makes it?
Not off the top of my head.
You have to know.
Yeah,
to
no, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing.
Do you know how old it is?
No, it's not old.
Okay.
I think it's like a...
Did you get someone to coach you?
Yeah.
Who coached you?
It's basically a bunch of the guys who
Oh, this is where meat comes from.
Yeah. And although my favorite is...
So, there you have it. He's a bow hunter, according to him. Now... In Phoenix, there was a gruesome discovery. They found a human chop shop where they're chopping up all these bodies, sewing heads onto other bodies, selling these for soup around the city. We're going to see what you guys have been getting in your McDonald's hamburgers.
Bodies and body parts, a trial set to begin in just months. And tonight, new grisly details of what the FBI says really happened.
Court documents, the Biological Resource Center was essentially running a chop shop for human body parts, mixing, matching, and selling them in ways we never heard of until tonight.
One FBI agent revealing what it was really like inside the Phoenix body donation facility, from buckets of heads, arms, and legs to coolers filled with severed penises when the FBI raided the building. He even spotted a smaller head sewn onto a larger torso in a, quote, Frankenstein manner. The limbs, according to that agent, with apparent identification. A torso with a head apparently went for $2,400.
$2,400.
A leg, about $1,100.
Oh, $1,100 for a leg. That's not that bad. I'd take a leg, fry it, deep fry a leg up.
They'd even sell knees and feet alone for under $500.
You could pickle the feet, like pickled pig's feet. I wonder who's buying this stuff.
We don't know if the Biological Resource Center was already sentenced, but he was only given probation.
Ooh, that's creepy. That's like some, I mean, they could make a whole movie out of that. I don't know if you guys saw this video of these eyes on the back of your phones that look like cameras, those three cameras. They pop them off and they're independently controlled Wi-Fi cameras, so they can spy on you the whole time from every angle, and they're watching people. So that's a new thing that they probably include on every smartphone. So they're independently controllable, which is weird. You know, it's strange. on the Trump inauguration, we got that coming up on the 20th, and there's a lot of security fears surrounding this, concrete barriers and fencing. They're calling this the Ring of Steel. It's around the White House. They've put all these different barriers, stone barriers, and whatnot. And they are, according to sources, non-scalable fencing. They've built this up all around the White House as the country prepares for Donald Trump's inauguration, and massive stone blockades were also installed around the president's Washington, D.C. residence. And they put those in this morning real early. They say this Ring of Steel will help keep Trump safe on Monday, where he will take the oath of office in front of a crowd of about 250,000 spectators. Now, a lot of fears have grown in the intelligence community and security community, and even in the private community, people fearing for Trump's life. And there was recently two high profile assassination attempts, which we all know about, but there was other hidden assassination attempts that they never really told us about as well. And that's another behind the scenes nugget. Like, it's recently come out, but he's been battling all these assassination attempts. There was the one at the wall that one time too. And this inauguration is really expected to be far different than the last time America got a new leader. And a lot of people are, you know, wondering if something could potentially pop off, you know, so people are going to be on edge and whatnot. So we'll have to see, and we'll have to see what happens when Trump becomes president. He says right away he's going to address the quote drone situation. Now it's really more of a UAP orb situation, where probably government drones are trying to figure out what those orbs are and stuff. But I doubt they will be telling us anything. I mean, they'll probably tell Trump, yeah, right, you're not telling the American people that there's orbs out there, Anunnaki orbs or whatever they got going on. And this is a worldwide thing. A lot of UAP activity, UFO activity has been ramping up. It's at ultra high levels. Guys, please support the show. I don't get paid like other YouTubers from YouTube who are making tens of thousands and even millions of dollars, like Tim Pool and others. YouTube doesn't pay me anything. I'm not sponsored by any corporate interest, so it's up to you, the listener, to keep the show going. I want to thank everyone who is a supporter of the broadcast and helps keep the bills paid. Wu-Tang Clan rapper Method Man has been involved in an assault, allegedly. This happened at a Staten Island fitness center. The rapper and actor, known as Method Man, he's a legendary member of the hip-hop collective Wu-Tang Clan, and he was allegedly involved in some assault with a family friend at a Crunch Fitness gym on Staten Island. Law enforcement sources told the Post on Thursday, and Method Man, who is now 53 years old, his real name is Clifford Smith. He allegedly punched a family member in the face 7 times with a closed fist. So getting gangster on some family, the old Wu-Tang getting gangster with it. Now, getting into Egyptian archaeology and whatnot, experts have said that new findings from the tomb of an Egyptian queen could reconstruct history. The hall includes ancient weapons, coffins, and even the body of a young boy. Archaeologists have made a massive new discovery that could redefine what scholars know about ancient Egypt, as experts say the findings could reconstruct history. Now, they found these remains of a tomb of an ancient Egyptian queen in the Valley Temple. The rock-cut tomb was unearthed, and alongside a hoard of ancient artifacts, burial shafts, and even ancient weaponry, they found this tomb. This was they found like Bronze Age coins with imagery of Alexander the Great on them, children's toys made of clay, funeral masks that covered mummies, wing scarabs, beads, and funeral amulets. Some burial shafts from the 17th dynasty between 1580 and 1550 BC still contained wooden coffins, and even the remains of a young child was discovered inside one of them. Archery bows, other stuff. But, you know, how far back do these civilizations go? A lot of people say they're parallel. You can read about this type of stuff in my book, hidden access, forces beyond the visible world. The link's in the description. You can also go to the link tree and find the book, available in several formats. Please get the book, and I guarantee you it will probably be your favorite book on the bookshelf, one you will keep for a lifetime. And it comes out February 1st. You can pre-order the book now and help support my efforts. So we talked a little bit about the Trump inauguration and where this is all headed, with, you know, security measures and whatnot. They are really beefing things up, but that's not going to stop the deep state from getting in there and trying to do something to thwart Donald Trump from taking the helm of the corporation of the United States. So we're just going to have to wait and see what is going on with all that. They're trying to promote homes made of styrofoam now. They're saying you can build houses out of styrofoam. I mean, imagine the fire rating of that. They're saying it's fire retardant. But, like, you know, stuff's getting weird. I mean, society used to build these giant Tartarian structures, these great cathedrals, great pyramids, and now we're down to where we're just going to be building houses out of styrofoam, not even wood. It's really getting weird now. Let's see what this guy's saying right here. I tweeted this out earlier.
Mental and physical health first before we embark upon what is going to be a journey to rebuild these communities back and rebuild them better than they were when we started this fire. Mental and physical health first.
When they started this fire. When we started this fire. Okay. Wow. Now, Hillary Clinton, you remember the famous Pizzagate scandal, where they were ordering pizza and hot dogs, which are little kids, to the White House during the Obama administration. Now she's on air with Chelsea Clinton. This is a little throwback about, and they're talking about how it's so hard to order pizza to the White House.
They were always trying to call for pizzas, and you can't order a pizza to the White House. I'll just tell you that. Right?
We did. Sometimes there were exceptions.
Yeah, sometimes you could go out maybe, and one of the kids could go out maybe and meet the
pizza
driver. Yeah, but the first time you would have thought that, you know, war had been declared. There's a pizza truck outside that says a pizza was ordered. What do we do with it? Yeah, it we had lots of challenges like that.
Sounds suspicious to me. That sounds pretty weird. Now, I've even tweeted out on my feed, if you guys follow me at Shepherd Ambellus on Twitter, there's a mud flooding situation happening where essentially mud is just pouring out of the ground. That's from liquefaction, from what I would say, you know, Planet X moving closer and closer to the Nemesis star system is going to be pressuring our electromagnetic plates on the planet. And it's going to be causing friction and heating, induction heating of the plates, pushing up mud through there. And that's what we're seeing now in various parts of the world. They said today that these fires have not really spread much, but we'll have to wait and see. We can't trust anything that the government is saying at all. And it's become blatantly obvious that you literally cannot trust the government for anything. You can't trust the media, nor the government. When it comes to any type of information in a crisis, not in a crisis, America has went down the tubes, and the New World Order has set up shop, And, you know, that's just how it is. Now, people need to stand up and stand up quick, or a lot of things are going to happen that people are not going to like. But I have a suspicion that a lot of people are not going to stand up to any of this tyranny, and they're just going to let it happen. I'll be back on the air in the morning, more than likely, if anything's popping off. If not, I'll be back on at regular time. I've been dealing with a sore throat and stuff, and my voice is shot again, so I got to get off of here before I totally ruin my throat. But I'll be back on in the morning, guys, and I appreciate everything. I will see you tomorrow. If there's any topics you guys want to hear about, or any special shows you want me to do or cover, you can email me at shepherdambellis.com. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys later.